And we want to go and talk briefly about another democracy movement, this time in Ireland. John Byrne joins us. He helped create a site that's called ballotbox.ie. It's open only to Irish expats, expats who aren't allowed to vote in the Irish election, even if they're still citizens. John joins us from Toronto, where you immigrated late last year. John, there is a standing law in Ireland that if you aren't in country, you can't vote, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
Ireland is one of the few countries in the EU and one of few democracies around the world where immigrants, once they leave the country, immediately they're disenfranchised. This would be in contrast, say, to Australia, where for 6 years after you leave a country, you can vote. Canada, where I am at the moment, it's 5 years. Germany, it's 25 years. I know in the States, your citizens are allowed to vote from outside the country. But Ireland is one of the few countries where you can't do that. So this is something we were thinking about, myself and some of my Irish immigrant pals up here in Toronto. We're all very interested in what happens in this general election. Many of us were forced out of Ireland for economic reasons because of the economic crisis there. So we really are very interested in what's going on, but we're not allowed to vote. So that's extremely frustrating. So we just set up this website, which will have a full list of candidates, constituencies. It's the real deal, except it's not actually a real vote.
And the votes don't count.
We've been voting up for about 2 weeks now, so we're going to be publishing our results later on today.
And how does that help if the votes don't count?
Sorry, should I say that again?
How does it help if the votes don't count?
It's just to raise awareness, really, of the issue. This is the first time this ever been happened, ever been attempted before. So it's getting quite a lot of publicity back home and also from people like yourselves. So we hope to raise awareness of the issue, and hopefully the new government, which is coming in, which will be coming in this weekend, will do something about this.
Now we have a little bit of time left, but John, how many people have you gotten participating in your online election so far?
We have 5,000, which is a very large poll in terms of it being an opinion poll. Usually opinion polls back home are done on a survey of about 1,000 people. So we've had 5,000 people today. We're hoping for maybe about another 500. So, we're pretty happy with that turnout, and hopefully it will highlight this issue.
As you should be. John Byrne is a co-creator of the site ballotbox.ie, a site for Irish expats to vote in the elections. Thanks so much, John.
No problem.